Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we love the world.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight, brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. They contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You can't call the ramp.
I think that we should see a therapist.
Honey, black people don't go to therapy.
In regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my Casey.
Hey everybody, this is Casey, and you just tuned in to Speaking Freedom Radio. I am your life enhancement coaching specialist, and as your life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you to become better, a better you in any area that you deem needed or necessary by the information that I give you from the things that I've learned from my education, things I've learned from my life, and just the general knowledge and information that I have from our most recent studies in developing a new area of psychology, spiritual human behavior. Now, today, we are going to talk about hope, how to obtain hope, what hope feels like, what it should feel like, and how to find it, how to develop the hope from within, how to understand who you are so the hope that you receive can be the hope that you need in order to sustain the dreams that you have and the goals that you set for yourself. So I've been doing a little bit of reflecting, and while I sit here on this patio and I reflect, I just realized that finding hope can be foreign for some people. For me, it may be as simple as understanding myself, knowing myself, and believing in myself. However, for somebody else, you may have to get away from the environment that you're used to. You may have to obtain new friends, new connections, new inspiration. You may have to seek further than your normal circumstances in order to find the hope that you need to be successful. Now, let's back up. Success for each person is different. What I deem success, you may not deem success. So the things that make me happy might not make you happy. And I can't judge your ideal of success based on my ideal of success, because you might consider success something totally different than I do. And the way that you consider success is based on what makes you happy, not what makes you blend in, not what makes you fit in, not what makes the people around you happy, but what makes you happy. Because the truth of the matter is, you can make everybody else around you happy and you can still be unhappy. You can put up a front like you're happy, and you can brag about the stuff and the things and the meaningless things as if those things make you happy. But if you don't put in the work to overcoming your past, if you don't put in the work to understanding your past, you overcome your past by understanding your past. And your past is just anything before today. Yesterday is your past. Yesterday, get understanding about yesterday based on where you are today. How did yesterday play into who you are today? How did that help you grow? If there was nothing yesterday that helped you grow, there was no areas of reflection that helped you become better or enlightened your soul and your spirit, then you need to reflect and figure out, okay, what can I do tomorrow? What can I do today that can help me grow, that can help me become better, that can help me understand who I am, why I am, where I am, and how to get where I really want to be? You got to be able to understand your flaws and stop seeing yourself as being flawed because you're not like the next person. Define hope and understanding that you were created to be different. You are created to be an individual. You are created to be a part of a team, but your life is not a team effort. Your individual life, whether you're married or single, whether you have a family or you don't, your life is an individual reflection of how you see yourself, where you see yourself, and what you want to reap from your efforts. So finding hope begins with understanding yourself, because when you understand yourself, you're able to be stronger against people who try to tear you down. You're able to be more balanced within yourself when doubt comes around. You have to be able to create the lifestyle that you want. You have to be able to create the environment that you want, and then you have to be solid in the reason why you want it. And that solid foundation comes from understanding yourself, getting clarity, owning who you are, and finding hope in becoming the best version of whoever you are for yourself. You can't do this. You can be inspired and want to do it to help your children, to help your husband or your wife. You can be inspired to want to do it to help those around you, to help those that come from where you come from. But all of those things won't matter as much as you find hope within growing yourself for yourself so that you can be happier, so that you can understand life more, so that you can have a peace of mind more. Because when you begin to have a peace of mind, when you get away from drama, when you get away from gossiping, when you get away from all of the things that stress you out, that have nothing to do with you, your life will change for the better. You will begin to see yourself in a new light. You'll begin to be able to have hope without having doubt. And that's not to say that you will never have situations that make you second guess or question. But second guessing and questioning is healthy because it helps you grow. It helps you make sure that you're sure of whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you're saying, whatever it is that you're thinking, and that you do not doubt yourself. Don't doubt yourself. Find hope in becoming the best version of yourself for yourself, and then allow who you become the best version of who you are. What's the best version of who you are? What's the best version of your mindset? What's the best version of the way you pursue goals? What is the best version of how you look? What is the best version of how you feel? Not just physically, how you feel mentally, how you feel spiritually, It has to be deeper than material possessions, because at the end of the day, you have to make sure that you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm proud of everything that I've become. I would never take anything from myself. I would never doubt myself. I would never allow anyone to put me down, and I would never put myself down, because I realize that no matter what is before my eyes, I am still a prize. Now, every prize isn't meant for every person. Every prize isn't meant to be in every award or every show or every, prize cabinet. Like, the same prizes that you get from a state fair is not going to be the same prizes that you win when you go to Price is Right. The prizes that you win when you go to a game show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, is not going to be the same prizes you get when you go to your child's school function. Don't get lost. Don't be discouraged because you need something better or because something better is being required of you, or something more. You just have to know that whatever type of prize that you desire to be, you have to find the inspiration in order to maintain the hope to continue becoming the best version of yourself. Your best mentally, your best spiritually, your best financially, your best physically. Don't doubt yourself. Find hope in your doubts. When something comes to try to rob your mind of the positive thinking, figure out what about that particular subject makes you doubt. Figure out what about can guess yourself, and then learn more about it. Don't doubt yourself in a position to where you can't pursue your dreams. Doubt yourself into a position of education. Doubt yourself into a position of growth. So what I mean by that is, get so much doubt about whatever it is that you doubt in that it makes you want to grow in that area, that it makes you want to study in that area, that it makes you want to develop yourself more, so that that doubt can be erased, and that love, joy, hope, peace, and happiness can come in first place. You have to do this for you. If you base this on anybody else, you won't be as whole as you desire to be. You won't find the peace that you desire to find. You have to find hope in loving yourself, understanding yourself, and getting a peace about your goals, your thought process, the things that you see for yourself 10, 15, 20 years from now. What do you see for your children's children? If you don't have children, what would you like to see for your nieces and nephews? If you don't have nieces and nephews, what would you like to see for your community? And then start doing things to implement those things. Now, you may not be a million-dollar person. You may not have $1 million today, but that don't mean you won't have $1 million 5 years from now. It's a matter of how you place your mindset. And what do you do to carry out the vision in order to get to your goals? How do you make it to the biggest picture? How do you pursue the purpose that you say that you are driven to or aligned with? Do one thing every single day that takes you closer to your purpose. Do one thing every single day that makes you feel whole in the inside. Not look whole and be empty, but you can look empty and be full of everything that anybody else has ever dreamed of. The look, the appearance is only that. It's just the appearance. But how do you feel in the inside? Where does your hope come from? Where does your inspiration come from? Find people that inspire you. Find people that help you want to do better and then pursue better. You are your own secret weapon. You just have to understand how to use your weapon so that you can get the desires of your heart, so that you can get the peace of mind and the peace in your soul, so that you can flourish and to help those around you grow. Finding hope is easy. You have to want to do it. Finding peace, having peace, developing peace, developing spirituality, developing growth, develop who you desire to be. You can't develop being a better person by hanging out with the people that ain't talking about nothing, don't want nothing, ain't inspired to do nothing. You can only find hope with changing your environment, changing your mindset, and changing your life. Now, if you want to follow more posts, you can go and follow me on Instagram at Speaking Freedom. You can also follow additional pages, Speak Love Free KC, as well as Good Head Group Visionary. Now, the goal is to help you grow. But in order for you to grow, you have to apply the knowledge. You have to apply the information. Go listen to the podcast about being a visionary. Go seek the things that make you doubt. Seek the information so that your doubt will be erased by confirmation. Seek the knowledge that you need in order to feel confident in your education of self, in your education of love, in your education of peace. Seek the things that make you feel peaceful, make you feel happy. Seek the things that bring you joy. And then joy will be upon you. Peace will be upon you. Everything that you desire out of life will be upon you.
We are kings, we are gods. How you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're going to save some lives, and it's our time. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in these streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping, disloyalty, get you to me, miss it. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha, 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 ha. If you didn't know. What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Question advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free. Be free, be free. 'Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online with my KC.
This is Speaking Freedom and we love the world.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.